And a lot of people think, you know, I'm not brave. And that's the beauty of the brave places. Everybody can be brave, because it truly is about discovering that inner warrior within and living it out. And we all have that ability. It's just understanding, are you ready to take that challenge? And if you are, let's do it.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Hey, fourth tier friends. Thanks for being with us again for More Than Small Talk. And we have been introducing you to some fun people in our lives, and we are very excited about who we have with us this week, Christy Rodriguez. She is a writer, a podcaster, the newest addition to the Keller C podcast family with her podcast, Finding Your Brave Place. She is also our real life friend. So we hang out with her. We have had movie night at her house. We see her at coffee shop. So we think that she is one of our favorite people. So we're excited to have her in person. And Susie is not able to be with us because she is recovering from her surgery. If you listen to the episode, Susie has cancer, then you can hear more about that. But she is doing great. She's just being wise about taking care of her body. And we got to meet with her recently, and we have a lot of exciting things coming up for you. And so she's getting strong so she can be a part of all that. And when I asked Susie about Christy, she said that Christy is one of her favorite people because on one of her lowest days, Christy recorded a rap for Susie to make her feel better. And she has done something similar for me, a birthday video. So she's a woman of many talents.
Yes. And Christy is also my designated extrovert. So I like to take her places because it will always be a good time and I can just sit there. Well, she's fun. So Christy, we're going to dive right in. What is a brave place? And has there been a space in your life that felt unsafe that has become a brave place?
That's such a great question. By the way, what an awesome morning for me just to get to hang out with you girls today. So I was a little bummed when I saw the seat empty this morning that Susie was not here because she is a rock star in her own right. But going to the brave place, that is such a loaded question, Jennifer.
It is. That's how we roll around here.
We go
confession
deep.
Question.
Yeah, girl. Well, the brave place in my mind would be a place of just truth, honesty. I think of perseverance, one of my favorite words, moxie. It's really standing up for what you believe in. It's knowing who you are. And a lot of people think, you know, I'm not brave. And that's the beauty of the brave place is everybody can be brave. Because it truly is about discovering that inner warrior within and living it out. And we all have that ability. It's just understanding, are you ready to take that challenge? And if you are, let's do it. So that's what I would say the brave place is all about. Wasn't there another question?
Yes. And has there been a space in your life that felt unsafe that has now become a brave place?
For sure. I would say vulnerability. Vulnerability is a space that it took me a long time to get there. I grew up in an athlete, a jock. I was supposed to be tough, you know, and you get over things, even if you're feeling it, just buck up, get over it and move on. And I translated that into other areas of my life. And vulnerability, I equated it with weakness, when today I equate it with strength. It's through vulnerability that you can grow. It's partnered very well with humility. And that is how we are teachable. We can be others focused, and we can grow in all these other areas of our life, which then give us that fruit of bravery,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we got to actually prep with Susie for this episode. Mm-hmm. So when we talked about it with her, I think all of us would say, this for us has in part been friendships with mm-hmm. other women.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I think all of us can think of a story in our lives where we have been hurt by another woman in a way that has said, you know what, maybe I'm just going to lock the heart down. I'll show up. I'll be polite. I'll make the small talk, but I'm not going to let anybody really in. And after that conversation, I know Sue said that was going to be her answer and what she talked about. But that day she posted on something on Facebook that I wanted to share with y'all because I think it's really powerful and relevant to this conversation. Sue said, every day I Voxer with a few friends. We encourage each other, share prayer requests, and listen. We share crazy memes and gifts that might seem inappropriate. That would be me with the inappropriate jokes and memes. But she says, doing life together matters. You may not have that right now. There was a time I didn't either. I had walls. I had insecurities. I was afraid of getting hurt. There was and is risk involved in letting people in, but we get stronger as we take those healthy risks. We learn the value of strong community. We learn our value. We discover the beauty of grace in relationships. We also find the strength to walk away from or give less power to toxic or unhealthy relationships, to surround ourselves with those who genuinely love Jesus and want his best for us. I pray that this is also a place where you'll find an army of strong, faith-filled, imperfect, but in love with the perfect Savior women who will cheer you on. And then she invites you to share more about yourself with her. And we do too. So she says, let's cheer each other on. Let's be real. I can't wait to get to know you better. So I wanted to bring that up because I do think for a lot of us, opening up to other people is something, like you said, with vulnerability. It can feel unsafe and it can take time to start feeling brave.
For sure. I know that's been the case. I mean, really, up until I was probably 28. I was never willing to go there. I mean, I would have good relationships and good friendships, but when it came down to really facing the deep, you know, inner struggles within and being honest about those things and then sharing that with somebody else and then having the humility to face that stuff. And it's a daily struggle, I think, for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, I would say pride is one of those things. You know, I come from a background of addictions and different sexual strongholds and things like that. And I would say pride is one of those things. I could overcome these other things, but pride will never leave any of us. We will all be facing that every single day and have to choose, you know, are we going to serve ourselves or are we going to serve God that day?
So can you be brave alone? Because it sure feels safer to be brave alone. So do you think that is even possible to be brave by yourself?
I think it's possible. I mean, I think that there's a side of me that's super spunky and gutsy and fun, but there's the other side of me that has anxiety, you know? So I feel like that brave place for me is stepping up alone, you know, or coming, showing up. So I feel like anytime I'm doing something, even when I'm terrified, I feel like that's brave. Mm. And that's a lonely thing. That's a, you know, Lone Ranger thing that I have to do on my own.
I think too, Jennifer, what you're talking about is making that decision, which we all have to make.
Yeah.
And you do have to make that alone.
Yeah.
And then I know for me, I got to have my people. I've got to have my girls coming alongside of me, just saying, hey, Christy, where are you? I need that accountability factor. And then I need my daily walk with God. So I think there's two sides of that coin. I think there is that alone decision where you do, it does come down to that, or are you ready to do this? Yes or no. And then once you are, you do need to have those tools in place to help carry that out and walk that brave life.
Yeah. So maybe you all start the brave journey alone, but we can not do it or finish it alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
We can step it to the starting line. Mm-hmm. And we all have to do that by ourselves. But beyond that, I think we're made to do it together.
Sure.
So is brave an emotion? Is it a decision? What exactly is brave?
Mm. Man, that's good.
Do you
too.
Feel brave when you're being brave? Or do you feel scared when you're feeling brave?
I think it's, you know, that classic definition of courage where they say courage is not the absence of fear, but it's knowing that there's fear there, but you're taking the step anyway.
Yeah.
And I definitely think there's an emotion involved in everything we do, especially if you're a woman. You know, we have those spaghetti braids where you know, they say a woman's memory is incredible because we tie emotion to everything.
Everything.
And and emotion is one of the reasons you can remember things. So I would certainly say emotion is involved in bravery. It's not all of bravery, but it does fuel our actions in many ways. But we got to be sure that we're not ruled by that as well. There's that healthy balance.
Yeah. And then I think sometimes the emotion, at least for me, is still being terrified and it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
I had to get past that to think, all right, when I stop being scared, then I'll do this because that moment will never come, right? Like we start being less afraid, at least for me, once we're already in it.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, I'm always scared silly and thinking, all right, I'm going to grit my teeth and do this anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and thinking about a space in my life that felt unsafe, I think for me, public speaking, you know, I was like, red flag, and all of the warning signs get up. You know, I'm one of those people, I walk into a room and I'm looking for the exit signs, you know, I just need to know where they are. But I do that with speaking. And so now that is not a scary place anymore. That's my brave place. You know, not that I don't have anxiety, not that I don't have fears and look for the exit sign or watch like, oh, you know, don't talk too much, stay on task. But that is what used to terrify me is now just the norm. It's my just normal brave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And well, you know, I'm the brain science junkie. So I read a study that said anxiety and excitement are the same circuitry. So like when you're getting ready to speak, it tends to feel like I'm anxious, I'm afraid, but really like you're excited. Like it just means that everything is on high alert. So when we assign a negative value to that, it feels like anxiety and fear. When we send a positive value, then it feels like excitement and anticipation. So they did this study where people, I think they were about to go speak, told themselves, I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this. Even if they were really scared, and it actually helped. Mm-hmm. So they knew they were faking it. They knew they were faking it, but they said that anyway. And it actually like helped their brain be like, okay, this is the same circuitry. I need to just shift out of this anxious place into this more excited, anticipatory place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like saying, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to do well. You know, usually we're expecting ourselves to fall on our face, you know? So I think that saying that, I'm excited. I'm ready to do this. That's powerful and really, really helps. So what helps you to be brave, Christy?
Oh, man, I think there's a lot of things and that I have to stay in that lane with. I got my cheerleaders on each side of me. It goes back to what you were saying, Holly, about having those friends walk alongside of you. I think people that I surround myself with, they say the top five people you surround yourself with determine your future. And that's a pretty powerful stat right there. And so I think that helps me be brave. I think it's knowing who I am in Christ. I've heard people say, you know, what does that even mean? What do you mean? Know who you are in Christ? Well, the only way I can relate it is, and this is a hard place to stay in, and I'll be honest with you on this, but it's not about what other people think of me that determines my actions. It's about me serving out of the love that God has for me. And so what you think about me isn't going to affect me. Mm-hmm. And that way, if I can live in that place, then I can pour out the love God has for me. And I won't be drained by what other people around me are doing or saying. And so I think it's so much about being rooted in who you are in Christ. And the only way you get there is really spending time with the Lord and letting him transform your mind, really.
Yeah. It makes me think of that verse in 1 John about perfect love casts out fear, right?
That's my
like
favorite.
The more we know we're loved, the less afraid we are is basically what you're saying, huh?
So good. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You said it like in two sentences. It took me like 20.
No, good. So Holly, what do you think will help us be brave when we're terrified?
Yeah,
scared?
I think a lot of what we've already talked about, I think also recognizing that failure is part of being human. It's part of learning and growing. Because I think, at least for me, often what I'm most afraid of is failure.
Right.
It's trying something and not being able to do it well, especially when other people are watching.
Yeah.
Because then you think, all right, if I fail, then, you know, I'll be rejected. I don't know what will happen. Terrible, terrible things will happen. Yeah. But the reality is, you know, when we try, it's not failure. And we've talked about that before, that's how we learn and how we grow. And so as someone who can get pretty focused on, I need to do this right. I need to do it A+. I need to nail it. Just saying, okay, do it as best as I can and trust God will fill in the gaps for what I don't know right now, or I can't do well yet, or where, you know, I'm just human and it's never going to be perfect, but it's worth doing anyway.
So good. Well, for me, I can't be brave unless I work on my insecurities. So I feel like for me, digging deep and asking myself these questions, why do I feel afraid? Why do I feel uneasy about this? Why do I have anxiety in my soul over something that seems so simple? And when I worked on my insecurities, I found that being brave was less of a thing. It was, you know, something that I could handle because all of a sudden I wasn't leading in with my insecurities. I was leading with faith, even if I was a little bit scared.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, what you're talking about too, is bringing that stuff to the light. I think it feels so much scarier when we're not really thinking about it or taking that introspection, you know? Mm-hmm. But then once you do, you step back and you go, wait a second, that's a lie.
Yeah.
That's not real. Yeah. And that enables you to step out and be confident in that. And just talking about fear of failure, I feel like fear of failure really impacted my life a lot for years. And I think it's such a thing for so many people. And as a ex sports chick, I used to just love Michael Jordan, and people will argue that he was the greatest basketball player that ever lived. And I will be on that side arguing with them. But one of the things they asked him, how did you become the greatest basketball player? This is back, you know, when he was still playing, and actually it was right after he retired. And he said, you know what? And I did not expect an answer like this, but he said, I was never afraid to fail. He welcomed failure. And the reason is, he said, because it helped me see my weaknesses, which made me stronger. I was able to improve in those areas. So he was never afraid to fail because it helped him learn and discover who he was so that he could improve those aspects of his game. And it's that way for us in life. So,
yeah, I think that's powerful. Mm-hmm. So if someone's listening right now and saying, okay, I'm on board with being brave, you know, I'm there. I want to be braver, but I don't know the first step to take. What would be one step someone listening can take today? And we say bonus points if you can do it in 5 minutes or less. Yeah. So what would you say, Christy? Just what's the next step if someone's like, I know I've been living in fear in an area of my life and I want more freedom and bravery, but where do I start?
I think it starts similarly to where Jennifer starts. It's getting honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. It's taking a look at, okay, what am I afraid of? And what's the truth to that? And you hold up God's word against that, mm-hmm. you know, just like you said, perfect love casts out all fear. There's many scriptures that you can stand up against that, but I think it's about being honest and admitting where you're wrong and fixing those areas of your life too. But I truly think the key word there is honest and humility. That's what I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Something that I ask friends or any students or someone that I might be speaking to, I always ask them to write down 5 things that they're good at and just remind yourself that you really are good at something and to focus on that instead of what you feel like you're lacking at the time. And so when I focus on my strengths, I feel like that helps me to be brave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I think we've touched on this, but telling one other person, I'm scared. This is a lie I'm believing. This is the struggle I have, whatever it is, just to say it out loud. Because I think when we bring things out of the shadows and into the light, they lose a lot of their power. And especially shame and guilt that's attached with that, which I think fear, shame, and guilt are kind of like this threesome. They hang. It's like a tiny little gang in our heart and minds that if we don't
trio.
Tell other people, then they sort of keep just beating up on us. So I would say that to you, even if it's just sending a text. Some days I'll just send a text to a friend and say, I can't remember what's true today. Will you remind me? This is the lie I'm struggling with believing. Yeah. And they'll be like, all right, here you go. Yeah. I did that with Jennifer and Susie last week. I felt like my depression was trying to come back, which thankfully it didn't. But I just said, you know what? I'm in this hard place this morning. And they prayed for me, even Suze, who's in the middle of her own hard place. But I think just saying, all right, I'm going to live in the light, and that is going to help me be brave.
Yeah. Well, and even walking in this morning, I said, I'm really nervous today. And I just said it out loud, and we all were like, yeah, I'm a little bit nervous. And then it was like, it's all out there. And then it's been such a great day, you know, just from just outing my own, hey, I'm a little nervous and I don't really know why, but let's just go for this.
Yeah, we keep talking about how we're super sweaty between episodes.
Oh, Jennifer I need an extra layer of deodorant. We've been airing out our pits, so we're really hoping people aren't driving by the studio going, what in the world? I think I
raised my shirt too high a minute ago. But so there you go. We're confessing to you now.
Yes. So next week's episode is Optimize Your Life with our special guest, Kara Culver.
So thank you for being with us, Christy. And we like to leave our listeners with resources. So one we want to make sure they know about is your new podcast, The Brave Place. So will you give us a quick summary of that? What is that about? And also, I know you have just finished some episodes with Jenny Marr. So maybe tell us a little about her and what those episodes are about too.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Holly. Well, The Brave Place, basically, it's about interviewing men and women who have been through some tough stuff where they've beat the odds and they've stepped out in those brave places. They found that warrior within, and they're either in the middle of beating the odds or they have come out on top, and they just talk about how they're impacting the community, the world even. And Jenny Mars, she's with the HGTV show Fixer to Fabulous. And one of the things that I just love about her is she is so honest and transparent, and they are living beyond themselves. They're mission minded, they're others focused. And what we talk about so much in her interview is she and Dave, her husband, their struggle with infertility and the calling that God has put on their life. They are building orphanages in Africa. Mm-hmm. We cover all sorts of things like that with them. And we do that in many different interviews that you'll see on The Brave Place, or I guess you'll hear on The Brave Place, mm-hmm. since it is a podcast. We talk to a mother who has a son with autism. We talk to a counselor who we talk about withdrawing and pursuing in a relationship. We cover just all kinds of different areas of life that many people just may need a little bit of understanding and help in navigating those brave waters. So I think it's compelling and intriguing, and I think people get a lot out of it. The purpose is to inspire. It's to challenge the listener and to bring hope. And so far, I think it's doing what it's supposed to do. And we're really proud of what's happening. And KLRC has just really made it possible. And I'm forever thankful and grateful to them for that.
Yeah. So maybe another practical step today is get on your favorite podcast app, search for The Brave Place, subscribe.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Or you can go to KLRC.com and listen there as well. We love having them as a partner. And so, yes. So, Christy, we are so excited that you are not only our friend, but now our podcast sister
in
the KLRC family.
Yay.
And wherever you are today, whatever fear you are facing, know that we are with and for you, and let's be brave together.
Amen.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on KLRC.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.